Mr. Danny Laufer tells me he has yard site tonight for his father, who was murdered by the Ukrainians 75 years ago when he was a little child. So he's observing yard site. We dedicate the learning with Zecher Nishmas Reb Shimon Reb Yaakov. Let's see, we left off on Kuf Hei on the base. The din is that the Yavam, just to review from the top, the Yavam has to be bar mitzvah to be able to perform the chalitza. So if he's not bar mitzvah, he does the chalitza, so it's not good to be mater, it's not sufficient to be mater givam lashuv. Do you say it's shum davar, it's nothing? Ein chalitza's klum, ein chalitza's katan klum, but he say no, it's a chalitza psula. So once you did a chalitza psula, then none of the brothers are allowed to do yibam. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibam. Even the chalitza. So that's a machlekes satanai. The Mishnah says that it's a katan who does chalitza is a chalitza psula, and we don't pass on like the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Reb Meir, we pass on like the Chacham, and chalitza is katan klum. Then chalitza is ktana. The Pasuk only says, kochi yasa le'ish, ish prat l'katan, that a katan cannot do chalitza. The ktana never says that she, the Yavama never says that she has to be a gdoila in order to participate in chalitza. So that's a machlokes satanai. So the Mishnah assumes makshin and ish aliyish. Ish ksib the parsha, ish prat l'katan, the Yavam who does the chalitza has to be bar mitzvah, and the Yavama is makshin and ish aliyish hekesh. That's what the Mishnah holds. The Reb Meir, Abba Chachamim, the Chacham disagree and hold that a ktana can do the chalitza. If you hold that ktana can do, the Gemara says we don't pass like that. We pass like a ktana cannot do chalitza. We pass like the Mishnah. But the Gemara says that it's the Tana Reb Yosi who holds that a ktana can do chalitza. How old does she have to be? She can be 5 years old. Also good enough. If you hold, we pass in la locha. Here, it's on the third wide line on the daf. You have narrow lines in the Gemara, then you have the wide lines. The Hilchus, so the Gemara says, on the third wide line, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi. The Hilchus, we paskin like the Mishnah. You have to make sure that the Yavama, who's doing the Chalitza, has to be a real G'dayla. She has to have Shana B'Siman. She has to be 12 years old. After the 12th president, she has to have Shtei Cyrus. Hachetavi Shtei Cyrus. That's how he passed him. But within the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, he holds that a ktana can't be choletzes. How old does she have to be if she doesn't have to be bas mitzvah? How old does she have to be? So the din is that chalitza needs kavana. Here, take a look on the fourth line from the top of Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. On the third line on Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, it says, Rabbi Yechanan says to Reish Lakish, Anishoneh, I have a brisa that says, Ben Shin is kavan hovel is kavanahi. You have to have the Yavam and the Yavam have to have Kavanah when they do the Chalitza. This is L'shem Chalitza. So the question is, Aktana, how can Aktana be Choletzes, Akotna and Aktana, La Bardas? So how can I have Kavanah? We needed a Pasuk to say, Ish Pat L'Kotna, Kotna can't do Chalitza. What do you need a Pasuk for? Once you just say, Akotna is a La Bardas, so you can't have Kavanah. And how can it be that Tana Reb Yosi says that a ketana can do chalitza? He doesn't hold from Akshin and Ish Aliyish, but Achis Kavna Shem, you need Kavana. Oh, so Taisus and Chulin, in the first parak Taisus asks that Kash. Taisus answers, basically, that's they don't say it's somebody web. That's what they say, that Das and Kavana are two different things. A ketana is a la bar Das, we get in the Kiddushin, you need Das, we make a Chememke, you need Das. But the kavana, you say, akotna rektana, or bar hochi have kavana. How old do you have to be, though, to be able to have kavana? So that's a machloikas in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, ketana, take a look on the second white line, on kufay in the base. Within the Tana, Rabbi Yosi, who holds that a ketana can be cholet, says, how old does she have to be? So he says, Amar Abami, Medvarv Shal B'Rebi Nilmoid, if you hold like Rebbe Yossi, that a Ketana can do Chalitza, well, Ketana Chalitza is B'Pa'utais. P'utais is a Takana Derabon. That's a mission in the middle of Gittin. Mishnah has a series of takanas for the end of Perak HaShalech into HaNizokin, and then you have the Tesefta has it more bariches, more takanas Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam. So they have a takana de Rabbanon. The father died, and the children have to make a parnasa. So the kid is going to sell Kool-Aid, going to sell the newspapers, whatever. He's going to sell something. He's going to sell metalkalim. But al pidin is a lot bardas, and the mechir is not chal. So they made a takana de Rabbanon. If it's a cotton sheigil or in a saputois, if he's old enough to understand what selling and buying, what it means, I give you a newspaper, you pay me money, so now the newspaper is yours, the money is mine. So the Gemara says, kibar shis, kibar sheva, 6 years old, 7 years old, that he understands what it means, ownership, and he understands that you pay for it, and I keep the money, and you keep the commodity that I gave you. So that's a takana de rabbanon. Well, we usually have a call called the tikkun rabbanon, came there, I said tikkun. All the takanas de rabbanon, that pattern after dinim de raisa. They wanted all the dinim de rabbanon, that's how Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, the chovis hagavra, the obligation to observe all the mitzvahs mid de rabbanon, is only mid de rabbanon, it's not mid haTorah. That's why you say, sveka de rabbanon lakula. Ramban attacks the Rambam. The Rambam, the Gemara says, how do you say bracha shekadishana b'mitzvah v'tzivana when you light Ne'eres Chanukah, when you read Mikra Megillah? Hashem Elokeinu Kidshanu B'Tzivanu, he commanded us to light Ne'eres Chanukah. Rabbanu Shlom gave us Taryag Mitzvahs at Hasina, the Mitzvahs Deraisa, and their Chanukah, and the Mikra Megillah is only with the Rabbanon. How can he say B'Tzivanu? Hechan Tzivanu. So the Gemara says, the first opinion of the Gemara is that it's based on Lo'isosa. It says you should listen to everything the Bezna Gorol says. Lo'isosa Makar Odava Shagid Lo Chayom Minismol. So the Ramah Paschim is like that opinion. So the Ramban has a whole attack against the Rambam that there never was such an opinion, that the Gemara in Brochas says, all the dinim de Rabbanon are binding because of Loisosur. The Gemara says, as mechina Rabbanon on Loisosur, it's an asmachta. So the Ramban says, even the first opinion in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara says, hechan tzivonu, where is the pasuk in Chumash that it's binding? You have to observe the mitzvah Rabbanon. So the Rambam passed like the first opinion. Loisosur, the Ramban says, the first opinion doesn't exist. He never meant it. He only, the first opinion, Rabivya, he only meant it as an asmachta. There never was a first opinion. The real pasuk is the second pasuk. It's not based on loisosim. And the Rabban attacks the Rama. How can it be, if all the dinim, the Rabbanon are binding based on the pasuk loisosim, how can you say sveka the Rabbanon lukula? Every din the Rabbanon becomes a din derais. So that's not a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam never meant to say all the dinim, the Rabbanon become dinim derais. The chovis hagarba, the obligation to observe a mitzvah rabbanon, is only mid the rabbanon. It becomes a chelik of Torah shebal peh min haTorah. That Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's what he gave shiurim for many years on brachas in Maria. He gave shiurim for somebody in brachas. So he said he didn't think that it was bittul Torah mid the raisa. Most of brachas is dinim the rabbanon. Most of it is the rabbanon. A little bit here and there is dinim the raisa. So he said he doesn't think that it's bittul Torah mid the raisa. It's only Talmud Torah mid the Rabban. He thought a Hefta Shel Torah is on the level of the Raisa. Why? Because called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. Well, the Dinim the Rabbanon were instituted patterned after the Dinim the Raisa, so they can fit into the whole system. So that's a klal the Gemara has very often. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. So here also, there is a concept of Pu'utais. A child reaches the age of 6 or 7. Where is that relevant Laloch on the level of the Raisa? We know on the level of Rabbanon, if the child is a Yosem and he has no father, how's he going to make a parnasa? So he made a takana, he should be able to buy and sell metalkalim to make a few dollars, to make a little shtickle parnasa. So ha'pu'utas mikra mekech mamker memka b'metalkalim. Not b'karka, b'karka can lose his pants. Karka can make a major mistake, he's only 6, 7 years old, he wanted to snip b'karka. But metalkalim, you can't go that wrong with the metalkalim. So there is a din on the level of the Raisa of Pu'utos. If you all like the Tana Rabbi Yossi, that a Ketana Choletzes, but a Ketana doesn't have Das, but she has enough Seichel to have Kavona, so how old does she have to be that she should have enough Seichel on the level of the Raisa? So he says, the first opinion, who's the first one? Omer Abami. Rabami says that based on the Tana Rabbi Yossi, if you give loinus haputas, that's a shir deraisa. She'll understand she has enough seichel to have kavana that the chalitza should be matir. Rabbi disagrees with him and he says, not true. If you would have held like Rabbi Yossi that a ketana chalitza said you need kavana, you don't need das, but you need kavana. Rav Amar shetagil oynis nedarim. What does it mean oynis nedarim? What does that mean oynis nedarim? So that's just technically what the word means. So Rashi learns. Rashi and Taisa, I think, learn. Oynis nedarim is after Rashi, a year before Shanach has kedim lezman shtei saris. That's called amuf lahasamach liyish. The pasuk has a lashon isha isha ki afli linda neda nazel laazel Hashem. If a man or a woman want to accept upon themselves a neder naziris, so the lashon pasuk, the verb that's used is kiafli linda neder nazer laazel Hashem. What do you mean kiafli? Yafli Rashi writes yafarish bisvas of parle belaz. In French, parle means to speak. So we say a child a year before bar mitzvah, a girl becomes bas mitzvah 12, so a year before she's 11. A boy becomes bar mitzvah 13, so a year before he's 12, so a year before the door of Nibdokim. He checked to know if he knew what he was talking about, so the nether is binding. That's called a mufla hasamach liish. Ish means he's already bar mitzvah, samach liish means a year before becoming bar mitzvah. So Rashi learned that's what it means. Technically, that's what it means. He gir loinus nedor. Gilan's dar means a year before man mitzvah, as opposed to Rabbami who says Pu'utas is Barshis Barsheva, from the age of 6 or 7. So the girl is intelligent enough, if you're the Ketana Choletza, she has enough Seichel to have Kavana Lahatir, that to do the Chalitza, she knows what she's doing. Rabbi disagrees, you need more Seichel than that. Atshat Gilan's darim has to be a year before bar mitzvah. The Rambam said that's called Mufla Samach Leish. A year before bar mitzvah, a year before bas mitzvah, the girl from the age of 11 on, the boy from the age of 12 on, that's called Mufla Samach Leish. Higil, and it's a dharma, the Rambam translates the words differently. It means if you have Shana Bali Simanim, if the boy is 13 or the girl is 12 already, so we usually assume they probably have Shtei Cyrus. But strictly speaking, the Olam Mikap bar mitzvah, you have Shana Bali Simanim. The girl is 12 years old, and she has Shtei Cyrus, the boy is 13 years old. And he has Shtei Saris. What if he had Shana Belisi Manim? So the Rambam learned that's called Higiyah Loinus Nedarim. That once they reach the age of 12 by a girl and 13 by a boy, even if they don't have Shtei Saris, you don't say Nedar of Nibdokim, the Nedarim are binding. That's called Higiyah Loinus Nedarim. So it's just a machlek is what the Pirush HaMilas is. The Dinim, Rashi agrees to the Dinim. That's Mishnah is like that. It's Nedar of Nevdokim only that year before, the year before Bar Mitzvah. But once they reach the age of 12 or 13, then it's not Nedar of Nevdokim. Even if he claims he didn't know what he was talking about, it's still binding. But the Machleg says, what does this technical term mean? Higiyah Loinus Nedarim. Rashi and Taisus means the year before Bar Mitzvah. And the Rambam says, it's Shonim Bali Simon. There is in Choshem Mishpat and Hilchas Dayanim, beginning of Choshem Mishpat, I think it's Simon Zion. So they discuss who is kosher to serve as a dayan. So Kroivim cannot serve as a dayan, and a Rosha, one is a Balaber, whoever is possible, hey, this is possible to be a dayan. And then it says, a cotton, a machlek is whether a cotton can serve as a dayan. So one opinion is, no, a cotton al pidin is a labar das. Dayanim have to be bnei das, they have to be able to express an opinion. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes one opinion that if you have Shana Bali Simanim, if the boy is already 13 years old, even if we know that he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, he's kosher to serve as a dayan, even though he's a cotton. Why? So apparently that opinion thinks that the Shanim and the Simanim, when one becomes Bar Mitzvah and the Shanim and Simanim, they accomplish two different things in two different directions. The Shanim, the Osameach points out that he for many years he was bothered with Akasha, and then he gave, I don't know what his teretz is, but the Kasha is an interesting Kasha. He says there seem to be two Gemaras that contradict each other. What is Bar Mitzvah all about? So there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Tes Omen Aleph, where the Gemara comments on the Pasuk in I think it's a pasuk in Mishpatim. Chiyazid ish al v'yehu tzocha nefesh. No. Chiyazid ish al v'yehu. Mim is b'chitik o'chen alomas, I think. If a person What do you mean kiyazid? Bemezid. A person murdered someone else, bemezid. So it doesn't help that he runs to the Aret Mikla. It doesn't help that he's in the Mizbech. The Mizbech is not koilet, the person who killed bemezid. If he killed b'shagig, then it is koilet. Killed bemezid, it's not koilet. So the Gemara, so the simple translation, kiyazid, means bemezid. Kiyazid ish ariyehu means he murders bemezid. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, like by yazid, yankiv nozid. Yankiv Avinu cooked bebalach. He cooked nazir adashim. What it means, so the Gemara has a lotion, ish, kiyazid ish, ish prat the cotton. So the Gemara has a lotion, ish mezid im azriya, cotton ain't a mezid im azriya. And ish, one is bar mitzvah, so he's able to have shich vazera, that he can become a father. If he'll be with a girl, he can make her pregnant. A child before bar mitzvah, cotton ain't a mezid im azriya. He can't cook up shich vazera in his body, that it should be roi lohoilin. So that Gemara seems to say that the definition of being bar mitzvah is roi lohoilin. Then there's another Gemara in Nida that says that the girl becomes bas. The different opinions in the Mishnah, the accepted opinion Halacha L'maaseh is that a girl becomes a gedolah. A girl becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 12, and a boy becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 13. What does that correspond to? So the scientists, the doctors who did autopsies on bodies, so they said that the girl's brain reaches its maximum size at the age of 12. It's not maximum development. After 12, the brain starts developing and functions better. The people understand more when they get older. But it reaches its maximum size at the age of 12. And a boy, the brain reaches its maximum size, not maximum development, maximum size at the age of 13. So this is what the Mishnah says, that we pass like that, that a girl becomes bas mitzvah at 12 and a boy at 13. Why? Because the pasuk says, Vayivan Hashem alakim asat selah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took from Adam HaRishon, he took a rib and he made Chava. So the pasuk says, Vayivan b'loshem binyan, Vayivan Hashem alakim asat selah, he took the rib or whatever from Adam HaRishon and he made Chava out of it. So it's Miloshen Binyan, and Gemara learns out that the Malacha on Shabbos, the 39 Malachas, one Malacha is Bona. So if a doctor does surgery on a body, and he does a good job, that's a Malacha deraisa Bona. From that pasuk you learn that there's a Malacha Bona by Adam. Yesh Binyan by Adam. One time is of the opinion that if you braid your hair, that's a Malacha deraisa Bona. Also, we don't pass like that. We pass in braiding hair is only a Malacha Medirabonon, because it's not Shel Kayama. But if a doctor does surgery properly to be Misak in the body, that's Bona. So then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the verb Vayivan Miloshen Binyan, Miloshen Bina. That Bina Yisera Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leisha Yesem and Huish, that the girl's brain reaches its fullest size at the age of 12, while the boy's brain doesn't reach its full size till the age of 13. So these two Gemaras, so Samar said, these two Gemaras seem to contradict each other. When a boy or a girl become bar mitzvah, what does that mean? That before then they're not roi lahoilid, and after bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, then they are roi lahoilid? Or does it mean that before then they don't really have so much seichel, and after they become bar mitzvah, when they have enough seichel, then they become bar mitzvah? Which is it? So the Yosmech presents it as a stira. So the Pashtus is that it's both. To be bar mitzvah, to be a bar chiyuvah, to be a pidin, a bar das, you need both. You have to have a certain degree of development in seichel, that a cotton is a la bar das and gadol is a bar das, then you have to have also roi lahoilid. Before bar mitzvah is not roi lahoilid, and if he has the shtei siris, that's an indication that it's roi lahoilid. So there's one opinion in Choshem Mishpat that a cotton, to become bar mitzvah, to be a bar onshin, to be a bar chiyuve, a bar das for mekach hamemka purposes, so you say he has to be a full. You have to have shana v'simon. But to be a dayan on a din Torah, all you need is that he should have the seichel, even if it's not roi lahoilid. So he can't be a father. So what? So he's not going to be that responsible. When people are fathers, so they have more responsibility. So there's more of an achrayus. So you say he's not a full bar das, and he's not a full bar onshin until you have shanim b'simon. But to be a member of a bezin, so there's one opinion in the mechaber based on a Yerushalmi, that if you have shanim b'simonim, if he's 13 years old and you don't have shtei siris, it's roi to be a dayan. Because all you need is that it should have the seichel.
That would only be for bominus, not for
yeah.
Foshas, you need to be
as that children. Yeah. It is a bominus. In Choshem Mishpat, but they're only talking about bominus, that's right. The Gemara says if you don't have children, so you don't have sympathy for other people. So you can't serve as a dying on deed of the foshas. an older person who already no longer has tzargi l'banim, so already forgot what it's like. So he may be too strict. And a younger person doesn't have any children yet, may also be too strict. You need, indeed, in the fashas, you have to have the, we emphasize the concept of the hitziluay, that you have to bend over backwards to try to equip the nidon, the person, from the malchus and from the misa. So the Gemara says only people who still have young children, who still know what it's like, tzargi l'banim, so they can have rachmanis. And all the people who don't deal with young children, or people who don't have any children yet, so they can serve as a diamond din in the foshes. That is correct. So this, you're right. Beginning of Chosh Mish was only talking about a din tor, and din moment is right. We don't say behitzilahu eida because I can't bend over backwards on behalf of one party. There are two parties involved. So if you're going to be mekel on him, you're going to be machman on the other party. So in momentus, you can't be mekel, you can't be machman. You just have to give the psak the way it is. When it comes to nefashas of Tamalkas, there's only one party involved. There are no two parties involved. So then there's a din, behitzilahu. It should bend over backwards to try to acquit the nidon. So Nachamot, so the again, so there was a machlekes hataram ish ksib parsha ish prat the cotton, the yovim has to be after bar mitzvah. And he only has shanim b'lisimonim, it's not a bar mitzvah, you have to have shanim b'simonim. And by the yavama, that's a machlekes whether makshin and ish al yish. So we paskin, yes, makshin and ish al yish. But the top tesis had the two gears, the top tesis on kufim and beis had the two gears. What if she did the chalitza when she was a ktana? They didn't know the din. They had her do the chalitza when she was a ktana, and now the yavam flew back to Soviet Union, whatever, flew back to South Africa, and they just can't afford. They can't afford to go again. So do you say if it's a b'yavid b'shas hatchakol, can you rely on the chalitza that was done by the ktana? This idea, makshin and ish al yish, just like the yavam has to be bar mitzvah, so to the yavam has to be bas mitzvah. Is that a real hekesh deraisa? Was it only lechumer mid the rabbonim? He says so. That Tosfos had two girsas in the Mishnah. What a b'di'evit b'shas hatchak, she did the chalitza when she was a ktana, and you can't repeat it again later on. So do you say she's stuck even b'shas hatchak? She's stuck in the chalitza ktana is not going to say no. It's only mid the rabbonim. So if it's a big shas hatchak, you make them. So that's two girsas in the top Tosfos. But if your whole chalitza ktana is good, Rabbi Yosi, I think chalitza ktana is good. We don't paskin like him. The Gemara says, "V'hilchas hachatav yishtei sarks." We paskin like the Mishnah. Makshin in ish aliyish. So within Rabbi Yosi, so the Gemara had a machlekes. When is the shiur of the ktana? She doesn't have to be a bas das, but she has to be a bas hochi of kavona. So the first opinion was pu'utos. The takana pu'utos in the Mishnah, pu'utos mikra mekech and amker memkem and metalfim. That's only with the rabbanon, but the shiur of pu'utos works on the level of the raisa. And Robert says, no, that's not enough. You need Al-Shatagir Loinus Nador. You have to have the Rashi learns the year before Bar Mitzvah, year before Bas Mitzvah. And the Rambam says, no, if you have Shana Balisim on him, that's what it means. Then he more tells the whole story. Rabbi Yossi, the Tan Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, he had a son, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. Atana. Apparently he was heavy. So he came to learn by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And every so often he would say over Psokim in the name of his father. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would accept Kvahir Zokin, the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Gitbaskin, and that's it. When I could all go against the Rabbi Yehuda. So once Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came to the Beis Medrash and he was about to give a shiur, so everybody ran to get a seat. All the people who were thin, they ran to get a seat in the Shabbos. He was very heavy, so he couldn't run. It took him a while. It took him a while till he got to sit down. So the Gabbai in the Beis Medrash says, so when everybody's sitting on the floor, sounds like they were sitting on the floor, and he was walking in between the people, so it looks as if he's stepping on their heads. Because you put your foot, there's someone sitting over here, so I'm walking. So if you look from a distance, it looks as if you're Pasei HaRosh Yom Kodesh. So the Gemara has in Sanhedrin in the first parak in Shulchan Aruch, they quote at the beginning of Chosh Mishpat that the Rabbonim and the Dayanim have to be respectful of Klal Yisrael, even though they're big. Sometimes they'll be big Tamir Chachamim and the Balabatim are very poshute people, so they have to be respectful, they shouldn't be arrogant, and they shouldn't even act as if this. You shouldn't walk in between the Balabatim, it shouldn't look as if they're Pasei HaRosh Yom Kodesh, it shouldn't look as if they're stepping on their heads. You have to be careful. So this Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, had no choice. He wanted to sit down before Rabbi Yudanasi starts the shiur, and he was heavy, so it took him a while till he sat down. So the one who was the gabbai says, "Who is this guy? Who is this wise guy over here? It takes him so long." So he says, "My name is Yishmael Rabbi Yosi. My father is a Tan Rabbi Yosi. I came to learn by Rabbi Yudanasi." So so the gabbai says, "Are you worthy enough to learn by Rabbi Yudanasi?" So he says, "Was Moshe Rabbeinu worthy enough to learn by the Rabbani Shalaylam?" So he says, "You think you're the Gabbai?" Says, "You think you're the same as Moshe Rabbeinu? You're not the same level of Moshe Rabbeinu." So he says, "Well, your Rebbe is not as great as Rabbi Yudanasi. He's not as great as the Rebbe Shlom Mida. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was more learned than I am, he's more worthy than I am, but he was only a boss of Adam. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was worthy to learn by Rebbe Shlom, I'm worthy enough to learn by your Rebbe." He didn't say my Rebbe. He says, "I'm worthy enough to learn by your Rebbe." So that was a little apach and pun. Rabbi Yudanasi is there, and he refers to Yishmael Rabbi Yosi, the new student that just came. He refers to him as your Rebbe, as the Gabbai's Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudanasi deserved a shtickle bit of an insult over here, because he should have told the Gabbai to keep still. He sees the guy is overweight, and it takes him a while till he walks. So what are you giving him a hard time for? So then a shaila came up that a girl needed chalitza. A young girl needed chalitza. So Rabbi Yudanasi said to the gabbai, "Okay, someone has to be bodik to see if she has shtei saris." So the gabbai went with the girl to see if she's going to have, to ask a woman to be bodik. The Gemara says, Anita, you have women do the bodika. Why do you rely on women? You should require men to be bodik, because the pasuk says, "Layakam erechad be'ish l'chalav and l'chal chatas b'chal chayta sheyechto." So the Sifrei says, "I'm not passing." Where is that? In Kiseitze, I think. Shoftim, Kiseitze, Shoftim. So it says, "Le'okam echad be'ish." So the Medrash HaTanaim and the Sifrei says, "Be'ish" means ish prat l'kotten. Erechad is not believed to say that a person is a godly. Le'okam erechad be'ish. Erechad is not believed to establish that a person is a godly. In each ne'edim, to establish that someone is a godly, we consider like a dovah she'bi'erva. You need to wait him for mamas and the fashas and for davish b'yevah. So we consider godless of davish b'yevah. So how can you have women check to see if the girl has shtei saris that she can do chalitza? You should require that. You need two men. Whenever you need two kosher eidim, it has to be men and not women. So the Gemara says, "Anita, no. On the level of the rice, we have the chazok and the rovid that kol shikil chalal shem negil chal simonim." We must have discussed it last week. That if the girl had already reached the age of 12, the leisa kamana is that if a girl reaches the age of 12, she probably has shtei saris. So really, it's only a chumra midrabbanan that you have to be bodik. So genok, if you have women, be bodik, and the women will just ascertain that those are the facts. But because we really know on our own that she probably has shtei saris. She's over 12 years old, she probably has shtei saris. So Rabbi Yudanasi told the gabbai, "Oh, you have to check to see if the girl has shtei saris." So they took the girl out, they were going to get a woman to check to see if she has shtei saris. Then this new student pipes up and he says, "My father, Rabbi Yosi, gezok, that a ketana can do chalitza, so there's no need to be biting anything. Even if she's not even 12 years old, she can do chalitza. Either puta is from the age of 6 or 7, or at least a year before bas mitzvah, according to Rashi. She can already do the chalitza." So Rabbi Yudanasi said, "Okay, if that's Rabbi Yosi Paskin Kvahir Zokin, so there's no need to do the chalitza." So the gabbai started to walk back in the Beis Medrash to his spot, and Rabbi Yudanasi was going to give a shir. So this Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi pipes up and he says, "You look as if you're standing." He was accusing me. He was overweight. Rabbi Shmuel was overweight. So when he was walking slowly, it looked as if he was per se al Rosh Yom Kodesh, as if he was being disrespectful to the people walking in between. Everybody's sitting on the floor. He's walking in between. So it looks as if he's standing on their heads. So he said, "But they need me. I had to say over the psak from my father. You, we don't need. The gabbai. We don't need this gabbai. Because he doesn't know how to learn. So you shouldn't step. You shouldn't walk disrespectfully. If one is needed by the tzibur, he's allowed to mishit tzoch lo am kodesh. If the tzibur needs the person, he's allowed to walk in a disrespectful way. They needed me to say over the psak from my father." Rabbi Yudanasi didn't know. "And you, we don't need you." So the Gemara says, Rebbe told the gabbai, "Okay, don't walk back. Stay where you are." So the Gemara says at that time, because the Gabbai was so disrespectful to this new student, so he was punished. Tana, the Braisa says that's the last two lines before they become wide, the last two narrow lines. Tana, the Braisa says, Bosu Shah at that time, Nitztarea Avdan, this Gabbai. This Gabbai became a Mitzaira. Became a Mitzaira, so he can function in the society. And Tova Shnei Banav, his two sons drowned, and their wives became almanas. And he had another two sons who were married. Umianu Shtei Kaloisav. And he had two daughters-in-law who were married to two sons, and they got married at a very young age. If the father marries off his daughter, that's a bit, and aside from Isha Zed, that's a Kiddushin Deraisa. So if you have a real Kiddushin Deraisa, the only way to break it is by giving a real gift. But if have a girl was married not by her father, the mother doesn't have the ability to marry off the daughter, only the father. Maybe it would make more sense that the mother should have, the mother probably knows better what the daughter needs for Shira. But as I state in Chonish, it's beaten inside Elisha, that the father has the right to marry off the daughter, the mother doesn't have the right. So if the daughter is the Yisayma, the father died traveling, he used to travel for business, so the father died, and the daughter is the Yisayma, and he used to get married very young then. So if the mother, Hisiyua ima v'yacheha, if the mother, or the older brothers are after bar mitzvah, so if they marry off this the young sister who's before bas mitzvah, so there's an institution of Kiddushin derabbanan. There are other cases of Kiddushin derabbanan. All the other cases of Kiddushin derabbanan, you need a get. But if it's a ketana shenisis mid-derabbanan, then it's a lower level Kiddushin derabbanan. So if you give a get, that's one way to break up the marriage, or you can do miyun. It can be annulled. So if the girl appears in the presence of the bezin, and she says, I don't want to be married any longer to this husband. My mother picked the guy, and my brothers picked the guy, and I originally agreed, and now I'm not happy. So she has the right to do miyun before bas mitzvah. Once she becomes a gedolah, she can no longer be mimayim. Kozman, she's not yet a gedolah, this ishus the rabbanan is a lower level ishus than others. So he had four sons. So two sons drowned, and the other two sons, Mianu Shtei Kaloisav, two daughters-in-law did Mion, and they undid their marriage. So he was punished because he was disrespectful to the Talmid. So that's what the Gemara tells the whole story.
How does this fit in with the concept that each person is punished for his own sins and not for the sins of others?
Yeah.
Why should the children be punished for
each other? Oh. I don't know. It's aggravating to the father. It's a punishment to the father also. But why do they deserve? Why should they die? I don't know. Very good question. I don't know. Shai, that's the Gemara. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. The Mishnah had a machlekes hatarai. So the first Mishnah in the Perek had a machlekes Reb Shimon. Reb Yudah, how much of a bezin do you need for chalitza, 3 or 5? So the accepted opinion is mikar adin 3, but we add an additional 2. They shouldn't sit together in the same line. They should have 3 over here, and the 2 should be sitting on the side. Meaning it's usually at a right angle to the other 3. So you know, these are the dayanim, these are the nasafim. What do you have the extra 2 for? Not because we're choshish for the sheet of the other tana. No, we're not choshish. We want to have pearson. You want to have more pearson. So you try to have a bezin of 3 with another 2 for the sake of pearson. And then the Mishnah has a machlekes hataroi. What if he did chalitza b'fnei shnayim? So that was a machlekes, and Rabbi Akiva Kipaskin, the chalitza b'fnei shnayim is also good. Chalitza b'shnayim here, the Mishnah is on kuf dalet on the base. About 7 lines from the top. Chalitza b'shnayim b'shloshim enzach ha-mekar b'apostol. Chalitzas Absula, Reb Shimon, Reb Yechon, Rassam, Machshirim. They say if you had 2 dayanim, is also good. Ma'isa Be'echon, Shecholz Benol, Benol, Be'es Asurim, in prison. They did a chalitza in prison. Benol, Benol. There was mamish. There was no bezin at all. There weren't even 1 or 2 dayanim there. Benol, Benol. Above Ma'isa, Lefnei, Rabbi Akiva is also in prison, the Gemara says. The Ma'isa Shoya happened in prison. The chalitza was done in the prison. Rabbi Kiva was in the same prison, the Hichshir. Rabbi Kiva can pass, and that is good. So the Gemara says, usually we pass like Rabbi Kiva, Alocha Rabbi Kiva Mechavero, if he disagrees with the contemporary of his, but if he disagrees with the majority, if he disagrees with the rabbim, then we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So here the Gemara says, we do not paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That's the next Gemara on the third wide line on Kufhem and Beis. We don't paskin like these two Tanoim. The Zuga, the two Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yechan and Asandler, they tell him, I sushoy, the Rabbi Akiva paskin, that is good. So he says, we don't accept that opinion. With all due respect, we don't accept Rabbi Akiva. Frank the Gemara, why do we have to say it twice? Rav Nachman says, we don't accept that opinion because we paskin, you need a bez nathibah. Amram Nachman choda zimna. He already said that when we on the first daf in the perik. Amram Nachman chalitza b'shloisha. He said you need shloisha for chalitza. So why do you have to repeat it again over here? And the Gemara tzrichi, we need the two members of Rav Nachman. Why? The idma hachka mais, if you'd only have the first statement of Rav Nachman on the first daf in the perik. Avamine, I would have thought hanamila the hatchila. He says, chalitza b'shloisha, and you don't need five. Mikrad din, you need three. We don't paskin five like the other tana. So the hatchila need shloisha. Avol b'niyeved, I feel the trait. But maybe b'niyeved, the bezin is not. He's telling me what you need l'hatchila. Maybe b'niyeved, it's good. I feel the trait. Kamash malon that he repeats again all the year. Ein alach gosa zug. They said that b'niyeved. There was no bezin at all that was watching, so it's also good. So the Rav Nachman says over here, we don't paskin like them. We don't accept that. Even the evidence is no good. The Yashminan, and if Rav Nachman would only make the comment on this Mishnah, on the second Mishnah, yeah, Yashminan, ein aloch gos hazug, ela ketana kama, habamina, the din is that he needed a bezin of three. How many be the yevet? It's good a bezin. Have a lachatchila leboy chamisha. Maybe more correct is he needed a lachatchila. We should be choshish for the shita of the tana that he needed a bezin of five. So tzvicha, he needed two members of Rav Nachman. That's how we paskin. The ikar din the bezin is three. The two in asafim is only mishum pirsum. That's the tesis lachatchila leboy chamisha. The ikar din it's three, and the two in asafim are only mishum pirsum. And even be the yevet, it's no good. But you must have a bezin of three. Sure. So the simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like cholos beinol beino. There was mamish nobody there. Cholos beinol beino. So how do you know that they did the chalitza? We know the woman was married, and we know her husband died, and we know she had no children. At the time the husband died, she had no children. And then we say she needs chalitza. So she claims that she did chalitza, but beno le beno, there was nobody there. Usually what we do is, you have a bezin, and then the bezin writes a p'tur. The bezin writes, we the undersigned constituted a bezin of three. We ascertain who the brother of the nifta was, and we ascertain that he's achur the misna me'abba. We ascertain that he's a brother from the father's side, because if he only had brother from the mother's side, then he can't do the chalitza. If he's the only brother, so then you don't need chalitza. But if there are other brothers, sometimes there's a brother from the mother, from the father's side, a brother from the mother's side. So brothers from the mother's side can't do the chalitza, asking only the brother from the father's side. So the bezin has to ascertain all of that. So then they write, the Gemara has a nusach on Lama Tess on the base. The nusach of a shtar chalitza. Shtar chalitza means the shtar that the bezin, a shtar maisa bezin. Bezin writes a document. This is to ascertain that we supervised the chalitza, everything was done properly. She did the rikikin, she did the kriyas apsukim, everything was done properly, and she's allowed to remarry. But over here, there was no bezin at all watching. So how's the woman going to prove later on that she did the chalitza? You take her word for it. You're going to take her word for it. Do you say, erechadam v'yisurim? When a woman was becheskas eishesish, let's say in, there are children went to school with my children, and we knew the parents. Then all of a sudden, the husband disappeared. And the wife said, the husband divorced her. So when the wife wanted to remarry, so she has to bring two Aiden who testify, we were there when they gave the gift, or she has to bring a p'tur. She has to bring a document that's signed by the bezin that we supervised the way the woman was divorced, and she's allowed to remarry. But over here, if you had no bezin watching, fine, you say, Chotza Le'ini Haskenim, the whole requirement for the Bezin is only for Achil, it's not Miyake B'Yevet. Some of the other things by Chalitza are not Miyake B'Yevet. The Kriyas HaPsukim and the Rikike, the only thing that's Miyake B'Yevet we pass in is the Chalitza HaSandal. So there's a, we can understand an opinion that the Beis Din is not miyakeh b'riyav. The whole thing is only l'chatchila. But how is she going to prove that she had the chalitzin? So maybe you can say rechadam and b'isur. That's a question. So the Gemara has on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara has a discussion when the Beis Din writes this document, the shtar chalitzin. Here it is on the second wide line. On Lamed Tes Amud Beis, you have narrow lines, and you have wider lines, and you have very wide lines. So the medium-sized lines. So it says there, Ishtamaydeinu. Ishtamaydeinu, that's the Lashon. I think Mar has it a little before. Ishtamaydeinu means hikarnuhu. We establish, we recognize, achur demisna meyabaniu. We established the fact that the one who did chalitza was a brother from the father's side. So the Gemara says, how did you establish that fact? Do you need two Edim? Or is he Neman on his own? Or is Erechot good? So the Gemara says, on the second medium-sized line, Ishtamaydeinu, how did the Beis Din ascertain that the man who did the chalitza was a brother? Pligi bar avach rabina adam achlag charam be'edim. You need two kosher Edim to testify. This man is the brother. I know if he is. I was brought up the same age. We went to school together. We got married together. We know that he's a brother from the father. Haram afilu, karav afilu isha. And the other one says, no, Eidechad is also good. Vilchasa, Eidechad is good. Afilu karav afilu isha. So why is that? How come Eidechad is good? How come an Eidechad is good? So there's a machloikas harishainim in Yesh Nechlin, in Perke Yesh Nechlin. The din in Chumash is that the Bchor is entitled to Pishnayim, a double portion. In Yerushalayim, let's say a man dies and he leaves a fortune of money, and he has a Bchor, and he has, let's say he has five sons, and one son is the firstborn. So you divide the Yerushalayim into six parts. He has five sons, you act as if there is six, and the Bchor gets two portions. If you have 10 sons, instead of dividing the Yerushalayim into 10 parts, you divide into 11 parts, and he gets Pishnayim, means he gets two shares, as if you were two children. So how do you ascertain, let's say the father dies at the age of 95, and the children are all in their 70s and their 80s, and you can't tell who's older than whom. Everybody has a gray beard, everybody has gray hair. You can't tell who's older than whom. So now you have birth records. Everybody, yes, people, the neighborhood people, no. Let's say there's no birth record, no birth certificates, you don't know who's older than whom. And each one claims, I'm the Bchor. Each one wants the Pishnayim, a lot of money. Each one wants the Pishnayim. So how do you ascertain? So we assume la'aloha, you need two Edim. So the Gemara in Yesh Nechman doesn't sound like that. It sounds like Eid Echad is good. So the Rashbam says on that Gemara, Eid Echad plus another Eid Echad. You have to have two Edim to ascertain that he is the Bchor. Because when it comes to Didim Mominus, you have to have the Mominus and the Farshis of Dovah Shabiyeva, you need two Edim. So the Tosis Rid on Baba Basra quotes the Rashbam. Tosis Rid lived in Italy, Abishai Detrani. So he quotes, first he quotes the Rashbam. Even though from this simple reading, it sounds like Erechad is good, the Rashbam says it's not so, you need two Edim. So the Tosis Rid says, first he says he doesn't think the Rashbam is right. Because the Gemara says here, to ascertain who the brother of the Nifter is, Eidechad is good. Why? Because Gilui Milsa B'Yalma, on the third wide line, on the test of the base. What in Gilui Milsa B'Yalma? If you're going to say that the person gave a get, or you're going to say the husband died, that's Matirisha Lashuk. Or you say the person did Chalitza, so that's a Dovish of the era. But just to identify who the person is, that's a Gilui Milsa B'Yalma. So Eidechad is good for that, even though it's leading up to a Dovish of the Erva. Because we're ascertaining that this is the brother of the mace, and he shared in common the same father, not just the mother, a brother from the mother's side, he's a brother from the father's side. So to ascertain that he's a brother from the father's side, Eidechad is good. If you're talking about the actual Chalitza itself, that's a Dovish of the Erva. But just to identify who he is, so that's Eidechad Namisim. Let's say like this. This is the mashal that Rav Soloveitchik used to give. Others give the same mashal also. Let's say the chalitza shoe has to be made from leather. So sometimes you can't tell, is it really leather or is it imitation leather? was a letter from Or Behemah Torah. The Rabbi Natam had a chiddush. The Rosh quotes Rabbi Natam. Has to be letter from Or Behemah Torah. Has to be from a kosher animal because of the Huchshul Malach Hashamayim Or Behemah Torah Bilvan. So they have a chalitza shoe. I don't know if it's from a kosher animal. Maybe it's from a horse leather. Maybe it's from a treifa animal. So the yeshivas, they give this mashal. I think the Adi Gantar gives this mashal also. Just to say that the leather, to identify that the leather is from a kosher animal, that it's real leather, it's not imitation leather, that it's a kosher animal, that's not a davish of the erva. To say that they did the chalitza, that's a davish of the erva. Let's say, to say the get was written l'shma. To say, the Gemara says a chiddush, the get was written l'shma, that's not the same as saying that the chalitza shoe is leather from a kosher animal and it's kosher. To say that it's leather from a kosher animal, that's gilei milsa b'alma. But to say that the get was written l'shma, that's a davar she'erva. Because writing the get l'shma is not the same as baking matzahs l'shma, the same as tying tzitzis l'shma. It's not that it makes a hechsher. Writing the get, lishma means that the writing of the get is the tchilos hagerish. Usually when you have a shtar, let's say you have a ksuga, you have a shtar mechiras chametz, you have any other shtar, a tenoyim. So a shtar, writing of the shtar, you prepare the object of the kinyan, and then the kinyan consists of mesiras hashtar. When you have tfisas bala shtar, when I give the shtar to the correct person, he's holding on to the shtar, that clinches the kinyan. So the writing of the shtar is just a hachana. By a get, by shtar kiddush, by shtar shechere, the three shtars are nini ksiva l'shma, so it means that it consists of a composite, the ksiva with the nesina accomplish the gerishin. The ksiva with the nesina, sashtar, make the shechere v'knayni, or make the kiddushin. So that's why the Gemara says, if you want to ascertain that the get was written l'shma, that's a davar she'erva. If you want to ascertain that it's a chalitza shoe that's made from leather, real leather from a kosher animal, that's given milsa b'yalma. But to say that the get was written in Shema, the Gemara calls that's a davar she'erva, because that's the beginning of the Maisa Gerishin.
Back to the case of the Bechor, how can you have an aid that somebody is a Bechor? In other words, the person has to testify that this set of parents have never had a child before. Was he with them for their entire life up until this child was born?
He's the doctor. He's the only doctor in town. He delivers all the babies, and he knows that they never had any other babies. There's no pigyon aden. Let's say there was a miscarriage before, so there won't be any pigyon aden on the second baby, but he still gets pishnayim. The Gemara says if there was a miscarriage first, and then she has a healthy baby afterwards. So if the first healthy baby that survives his birth is a boy, then he gets Pishnayim. He won't have Pidyon Aden. That depends on Peter Rechem. That's called Bchor HaBoach HaLach HaNefolim. The first baby was an Eifel. It was a miscarriage. So maybe the neighbors won't know about all the miscarriages. But they'll know, is this the firstborn that survived? They lived in the same community. They won't always know about a miscarriage, but they'll know about who's the oldest child.
Have a witness about a non-event, basically.
Yeah. We know that this is the oldest child. You know, they had all these children. I have nine children. All the neighbors know who my nine children are. They know who's the oldest. They don't know if we had any miscarriages before. We didn't. But they don't know. But that's irrelevant. For the Pishnayim, it's irrelevant. For Pinyin Aben, it's relevant. Yeah. So there is a Gemara in Yesh Nechlin. The Gemara sounds like it says that Eid Echad is Ne'eman to establish who the Bchor is. So the Rashbam just adds on one word there, Hu V'Acher. He came and he testified. There was another one with him who said the same thing. The Rashbam said you shouldn't take the Gemara at the face value. You really need to aid him to ascertain who's entitled to get the Pishnayim. So the Tosfos Reed quotes the Rashbam. And then he starts off by saying he thinks that it's wrong. Because just to say who the person is to identify. So that should be Gilei Milsa B'Alma. That should be just like over here, you're dealing with Chalitza, so Chalitza should be a Dovah She'erva. You should really need to aid him. So to say that they did the Chalitza, that's a Dovah She'erva. Eid Echad is not believed, you need two kosher aid him. But to say that he's a brother from the father's side, that the Gemara said, that's just to identify that Gilei Milsa B'Alma. Eid Echad would be believed. So Avir also, just to identify that the person is the Bchor, Shedvele Megillah Milsa B'Yom. That's what the Tosfos Rit says. Then he said, that's what I thought originally, that the Rashbam was wrong. Then Chabzechi B'Getracht, I thought it over again, and I decided the Rashbam is right. That the reason why an Echad is believed over here, Hilchasa Gila Milsa B'Yama, I feel like, why? He says, because it's not a Davish B'Yerva. To say that they did Chalitza is not a Davish B'Yerva. Why? Davish B'Yerva is to say that the woman is an Eshishish or the woman is not an Eshishish. So if the woman is an Eshishish, then there's an Issa Karis and there's an Issa Misa, if someone's Mizana. But if the woman is Yavama Lashuk, there's no Karis. If the Yavama doesn't have Chalitza and she lives with someone else, no Karis, and there's no Misa, it's an Issa. There's an essay, a lois essay, but there's no Karis and there's no Misa's Besen. So he says, Chabzechi B'Getracht, Tosfos Rit says, and he says, the Pshat and the Gemara, why is it on Lamentas on the base? Why is Ishtamay Deinu? Why can the Bezna rely on Elecha just to identify that this is the brother of the Nifter from the father's side is enough? Because it's not a Dovah Shabiyarva. To ascertain that the woman had a Kosh Vechalitza is an issue of the Isur, it's Elecha Nem Isur, it's not a Dovah Shabiyarva. That's what the Tosfos Rit says.
She's not yet, if she's only one says that she had Chalitza, she's not yet,
yeah, so let's say the butcher tells me that this is kosher flesh. He's on a gebedover. He wants to charge me glatt kosher prices. But the Eidechot is never be some even if he is on a gebedover. The gebedover is only possible by when you need two kosher edim, then the gebedover is possible. But by Mominus, the gebedover is possible. And the dayan who's the gebedover is possible by Mominus. But by Eidechot and Misurim, usually the Eidechot is on a gebedover. Usually the echad is not gebedover. It's still kosher leidus. So that's what the Tosfos Rit says. Rav Chaim Moizer has a tshuva. He says, with all due respect to the Tosfos Rit, it's against an often Gemara. He says the Gemara in the beginning of Hoisha Rabbah, the 10th perek. The Gemara of Hoisha Rabbah says, if you have eid echad, says meis baila, eid echad is believed. That was a big debate in the days of the Tanoim, when the Romans were killing people, they were throwing Jews in a dungeon. So we discussed it a little bit. They would be happy if there would be an Eid Echad. So the Psak was finally based on Rabbi Akiva. He was in prison. And he told him the Psak HaMakubba from the earlier generation is Eid Echad. You can rely on Eid Echad by Meis Baila. So the Gemara says, what is it based on? Midat Torah, you really need two Eidim to say that the husband is not alive. That should be a Dovah, should be Yerva. So the Gemara says, why are you making Eid Echad is good? So the Gemara gave two explanations. And the Gemara says, it's a Shad al Halacha, which is the true reason. Is it because Milsa David Leglur Lam Shakri Inshi? The Eid Echad would be afraid to tell a lie to say that the husband is dead if he doesn't know for sure. He can get caught red-handed in the lie. He's going to say, I know the husband is dead. Then the husband is going to come back a month later, a year later. So the people are going to look at him. Why did they tell the woman a lie that her husband is dead? So that's one explanation. Because Milsa David Ligler, Lev Mishakri Inshi, you really should have needed to aid him, but we rely on Eidecha because Milsa David Ligler. The other explanation is, no. Milsa David Ligler means, for sure we're going to discover. Where did the Gemara have Milsa David Ligler? I think we started discussing it last week. There's a Nochri selling eggs. So the eggs on the outside, it looks the same, whether it's from a kosher bird or a non-kosher bird. The Gemara says, when you crack open the egg, then you can tell whether it's from a kosher bird or not. And a kosher, if the Gemara says it's from a kosher bird, so you have the yolk in the middle and the white is on the outside. And if it's from a non-kosher bird, then it's going to be the reverse. It's going to be the yellow part is going to be on the outside and the white is going to be in the middle. So the Gemara says, I can buy eggs from a non-Jew, but the non-Jew doesn't have the manis to tell me that it's kosher. A person only has the manis, let's say, there's a kosher restaurant, and the people around the kosher restaurant, they themselves, they're Jewish, but they themselves don't keep kosher. They keep taras ha-mishpacha, but they don't keep kosher. So they're not the manim to say that the food is kosher. Let's say, if the woman observes taras ha-mishpacha, but she doesn't keep kosher. So she can be in charge of the mikveh. She can be the mikveh lady. She doesn't keep kosher. She doesn't keep Shabbos. But if she observes Taras HaMishpachot, so she's the manis to say that she made the hashokeh, that it's not zechlin, that the mikveh is kosher, you can be taidol. Whatever area she observes, she has namanis, whatever the area the person does, he doesn't have namanis. That's a Mishnah in Bcharis on Daf Chavtes. Achasher al adav al adon av al amida. So Nochri doesn't keep kosher. Nochri is not obligated to keep kosher. He doesn't keep kosher. The Nochri is not believed to say that these are eggs that came from a hen. Maybe he's selling me eggs that from a non-kosher bird. So how can I trust it? So Nochri is selling eggs and he tells me that it's from a hen. How can you believe him? So Gemara says, come on, it's a milsa david ilikloi lam shakmish. I'm going to take the eggs home. I'll crack it open. In 2 minutes, I'll crack it open. I'll see whether it's a kosher, whether it came from a kosher bird. When you look on the outside, you can't tell. Once you crack it open, you can tell right away. So if I'm going to see that it's a trefa egg, I'll call up all of my friends. I'll tell everybody, don't buy from this guy. He's a faker. You can't rely on him. He's a liar.
Why do we have any focus as to whether any bird is kosher or not? Just take an egg, see if it's the yellows inside or outside.
Good question. Okay. I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. So what opinion in the Gemara that why is it that Erechot is Neman by Meis Baila? Because it's the Milsa of Eilugloi, not Mishak Rinshi. The other opinion in Gemara, that's not a Milsa of Eilugloi. Maybe the husband is happy to disappear. He went this. He was in a shipwreck and he doesn't want to go back to his witch. Of a wife, and he'll leave her behind and make believe that he's dead. He's not going to call her up, and he'll go and marry someone else and have a happy life somewhere else. It's not a milsa de glui. Milsa de glui lemshak means the vado is I'm going to get caught in the lie. I'm going to buy the eggs from the guy and I'm going to take it home 2 minutes later. I'll crack it open. I'll know right away that he told me a lie. And I'll tell all of my friends. But if it's maybe yeah, maybe no, the husband hasn't come back in the last 2 years. So one of the neighbors says, I know for a fact that the husband is dead. Maybe he's a good Samaritan, wants to do a taiva, and he's not thinking he's going to get caught. How can he get caught? The husband didn't come back in the last 2 years, not going to come back anymore. So that's not necessarily milsta avir leglui. Maybe it's only avir leglui. If it's vada, you're going to get caught red-handed. So that's why the Gemara gives another suggestion. The Gemara says, we have to tell the woman, look here, you better investigate. The Erechot says the husband is dead. So we tell you, you have a right to remarry, but the achrayus is on your shoulders. You better investigate it. And if it turns out that it's a mistake, that the husband is really alive, you're going to be in big tzaris. The husband has to give a get, and the second husband has to give a get, and the children from the second husband will be mamzerim in turn. If you go back to live with the first husband, the children will be mamzerim in the rabbanon, and neither has to pay the ksuba. And it's going to be very bad for you. So maybe because we tell her in advance. If it turns out that this psak is a mistake, you're going to suffer. You're going to be asura. You won't be able to go back to the first husband. You can't stay with the second husband. No one's going to pay you if you borrowed money from the Zionists. No one's going to reimburse you. Not the first husband, not the second husband. You're not going to get any ksuba. So she's already going to make a whole investigation. So the Gemara says, is there a difference halacha lemaisa between the first reason and the second reason? There are two different opinions in the Gemara. Why is Erechot believed by Meis Baila? So one difference would be, what if the Aguna is a young girl? She's only 10 years old. They used to get married years ago at a very young age. She's 13, 15 years old. She knows how to make a whole investigation. So if the Nemanis of Erechot is based on Milsa David Gliloy Mishakarin, she has nothing to do with her, it's because we assume that the witness who says the husband is dead will never tell a lie if he knows that he may get caught in a lie. It's not about Doris who's going to get caught in a lie. He may get caught in a lie. So then it has nothing to do with the girl. But if you say this because Tochem Shachemat Allah B'Sof, that only makes sense if she's already an older woman and she can make an investigation. She can hire a private detective to do research and to go to that country. Her husband disappeared in Mexico. So maybe he was killed by gangsters in Mexico. Maybe he's having a happy life in Mexico. So if the woman is older, she can make a whole Rishva Chakir. She's a young girl, she can't make a Rishva Chakir. So then the Gemara has another Nafkamina. What if you have a case, we know for sure the husband is dead. A woman is married, her husband is dead, but she needs Chalitza. And there's a Yavam. And the Erechot says the Yavam died. So the Gemara seems to be assuming Ikara, then you really need two Edim. Would you be Mekel on that case also to say that the Erechad says the Yavam is dead, you can rely on him? So the Gemara says it depends. If the reason why the Erechad is believed because Milsna, but Mishakri, and she, so he's not going to tell a lie, we'll find out soon enough whether the Yavam is alive or dead. It will be discovered. But if it's because of so it wouldn't apply over here. She's not an Eshes, she's just Yavamish Zinsa. It's not going to be the same. And the Gemara says it could be the husband that she was married to all the years, she really loved that husband. She married him. Here she was never married to the Yavam. So she may not be so concerned about the fact that she'll become Asura ala Yavam. She never chose to marry him. She got stuck in Hashemayim. Her husband died. Now she's kukah to the Yavam. So she may not be so interested in making a whole investigation. So Rav Chaim Moshe says, how can the Tosfos Rit say that Yavam alashuk to ascertain that the woman is materis le'inasi anad? Is Eidechad Emin Bisurim is not Dovah Shabierba? So of course Eidechad is good. Eidechad is Baglait. The Tosfos Rit says, Tosfos Rit claims the reason why on Daf Lamites Eidechad is never to say Achur de Misna is because an inyan of Chalitza, the same she did Chalitza, is not a Dovah Shabierba at all, because there's no Karvis and there's no Misa. It's plain all Eidechad Emin Bisurim. So that's why Ishtamaydinu is good, Afilu Karv, Afilu Isha, because it's Eidechad Emin Bisurim. Rav Chaim Moshe said it's dead wrong. What the Tosfos Rit said is 100% wrong. It's not Eidechad Emin Bisurim. The Gemara assumes that Dovah Poshut, that to be Matar Yivam Alashuk, you need two Edim. So that's the Shaila. This issue that the Rav Chaim Moshe disagreed with the Tosfos Rit is very unusual. Tosfos Rit is one of the Rishonim. He always has very unusual ideas. Tosfos Rit always something original. So you get into trouble when you say original. You have to know all of Shas. They say something original. So the question is, how do you read our Gemara? So the Gemara has here, we're back on Kufam base, the last five lines. So the Gemara is commenting on the story in the Mishnah. Maisa Shayam, that the Yavam and the Yavama were both in prison. Rabbi Kiva was in prison. They did the Chalitza, Beinol, the Beinol. Mamish, there was nobody there. So the Gemara says, Maisa Shacholtz, the Beinol, the Beinol. There was Mamish, nobody there. So the Gemara asks, "Mi Yadina?" So how can the woman later on, when they release her from the prison, so she's going to go marry someone? Everybody knows she was married and her husband died and she never had any children, and she needs chalitza. She's going to say, "I had chalitza." We believe her. What is Eidech Nem Bisurim? The woman is the man is to say we believe her. That's why the Bezin writes a shtar. That's why the Bezin on Daf Lamites. The Gemara says the Bezin would write a shtar chalitza. Shtar chalitza is not like a get. The Rambam called the Rif and the Rambam they called it a get chalitza. It's not a get. You need a chalitza. It's a shtar authorized to be written by the Bezin. It's a Maisha Shtar Maisha Bezin that says we supervise the chalitza and she's allowed to remarry. But without that, the woman's going to say on her own that she did the chalitza. She's not the menace. The Gemara's kasha is, Beinu the Benamir Dina, how do we know that she had the chalitza? You don't believe the woman when she says I'm wrong. The Pashtus in the Gemara is not like the Tosfos Rit. Pashtus is like Rav Chaim Moshe said. That even by Yavam Alashuk, there's no Kuris and there's no Nisa, we still do consider it a Dovah Shadierva, and Eidechad is not believed. Whenever Eidechad is believed, so the Baldover himself is also believed. Whenever the Halacha requires two Kosher Edim, so the Baldover is Pasalaitis. If Kuroifim are no good, so the Baldover certainly Adam Karnates Alatzma. But if Eidechad is good, so the Karev is good, and the Baldover himself is good. So the Gemara says, Mi Adayin Hari No, Am Rav Yonah Mishma, the Edim Roy Masam Ibachutz. No, the Maisa Shai was the Yavam with the Yavama were in prison and they did the Chalitza, but there were Edim watching from outside. So if the day will come that the Romans will release the woman from the prison, it's not Goyish in prison over here. If the woman will survive the ordeal and the Goyish government will release her from prison, and how is she going to ever remarry? So there are two Edim who were roaming around on the outside. They were peeking through the window and they saw that the Yavam did the Chalitza. And they knew who the Yavam was. They knew who she was. So you see from the Gemara, not like the Tosfos Rit. You see, like Rav Chaim Moshe said, that to ascertain that a person did Chalitza is considered a real Dovah Shabierva. You have to have two Edim Roy Moshe and Yibachutz. The Shaila is, Sh shaila is, do you need Eidus Likim HaDover, or just Lebir HaDover? There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Dam Samar Hua, but the Gemara says, let's say, yeah.
If it's good enough just with having two Eidim observing the Chalitza, then why do we need to base it in the first place?
The Pasuk says, Vein Askenu, the Pasuk says you need
a
Bez.
So Medievet, if you have less than three, it's no good.
We Pasuk, even Medievet, it's no good. We Paskin is no good, but there was a Tana, Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbi Shimon, and Yochanan Sangla. These Tanaim held that the Bezin is not Liakev, but if you have to have two kosher Eidim to be able to tell over the story. Otherwise, the woman is Ein and the man is on her own. Because it's the issue is considered one of Dovah Shebi Yerva. We consider it. We do consider Yivam Malashuk is a Dovah Shebi Yerva. Yeah.
So she said she had chalitza. With that, would we say that you couldn't make ibum afterwards?
She said she had chalitza, so she's nemenis on her own. Shavi harav shechaticha diisura. A person is believed on his own. Let's say a man says, "I married that girl. We're married." The girl says, "He's lying. We never got married." So. Just because he says she's an Eishes Ish, Eidecha doesn't even create a suffix. But he's not allowed to marry her sister. Because he said, "I married this girl. We had a wedding ceremony. There were Eidim and everything." So he's not allowed to marry the sister, because that's called Shavi Anav Sheikh, Haticha Disur. He says that he's married to the sister, so he can't marry the sister, yeah. But as far as the woman is concerned, Eidecha doesn't even create a later suffix. Eidecha by Mominus makes at least the latest Hasafik say, need a Shvuah Deraisa. The Shvuah say Eidecha by Momin. But by Kiddushin, the Gemara has a Machloikis, a Mekadish by Eidecha. If you're Mekadish and Isha, if Eidecha, how do you know that you need two Eidim by Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, you learn not Dover, Dover, me Momin. By Momin it says, I'll be Shnei Eidim, I'll be Shlosh Eidim, Yachim, Dover. By Dover, Shabdiyavit it says, Kimot Zubo Er, Vaz Dover. So it's Xerushava, Dover, Dover, Mimam. So if it's Xerushava, that's how you know you need two Eidim. So by Mammon, if you have Eidechot, so it's like a Sufik. That's why there's a Shavuos Eidechot by Mammon. So maybe there should be a Sufik Kiddushin. The man is Bekadosh and Nisha Bifnei Eidechot. So that's a Machlekes in the Gemara in Kiddushin. If you're Bekadosh Bifnei Eidechot, there's a make a Sufik Kiddushin. I remember when I was in Rav Soloveitchik Shir, he used to give a Shir in the classroom 102 in the old building. So there are two windows there. So we saw that in the middle of the shit, there was somebody pacing back and forth in the hallway. And we didn't know what it was. So right after the shiur, they pulled Rabbi Soloveitchik into Dr. Belkin's office. Dr. Belkin's office used to be in the old building. They didn't have all those buildings. It was just the old building there. They didn't have so many students. So apparently what happened was that... Two boys and two girls were friends. Two boys and friends, the girls said they went on a double date. They went to a restaurant. We spoke about it. They went to a double date. And then one of the boys wanted to propose to the girl. So he took one of the paper napkins on the table. And he wrote, Hareat Mu'uresisli, in modern Hebrew, Mu'uresis means want to get engaged. In biblical Hebrew, Mu'uresis means Nara Hamaras, means she's an Eishes Ish. So he wrote Hariat Mu'uresisli, and he gave the napkin to the girl in the presence of his boyfriend. So there was it was Kiddushin Bifnei. So there were three shailas. One shaila was, you need two Eidim Lekim Adov, so there's only Eidechot over here. The second shaila was, maybe Shtar Eidechot is nothing. He didn't say anything. He just gave her a Shtar. So there's a Tosis in Baba Basra, the Shtar Beid Echot is garnish min garnish. In order to be considered a Shtar, Eid Echot Balpeh is a Sufik in Mammonis. But Eid Echot, the Shtar, one opinion is garnish min garnish. So that's the second Shaila. The third Shaila was, he didn't mean the Shem Kiddushin. It was a date. He meant he wants to get engaged. So the girl called up her father. The girl called up parents that night that she just got engaged. So the parents, yes, they lived out of town. The girl was staying in the dormitory in Stern College. So they said, how did he propose to you? So she says, he wrote on a napkin, Hariat Mu'uresisli. So the father had smicha from the yeshiva. Maybe he's here in the shiur. I don't know who it was. I don't know who it was. So the end of the story was they did get married. They did. The only shaila was whether the kiddushim was chal already. Can they say the birchas service and under the chuppah? Should we say the kiddushim was chal already? Or, no, there was no Kiddush. So the Pashtus is that he meant L'shem getting engaged. So they said that Rav Soloveitchik said after the whole conversation that the Rav said, if it would be my daughter, I would be Machmer, to treat it as a Sofi Kiddush. But Mikra Din, it's really Mutter. Because it's a Mekadosh Be'erecha, we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, it's garnished. And the umdin is that he didn't mean l'shem kiddushin. The umdin is that he meant l'shem to get engaged. He didn't mean meureses, l'kodesh, he meant meureses, to get engaged, like in modern Hebrew. In Eretz Yisrael, they call engagement the erisin.
Well, by the situation you mentioned about Shavei le'chatich and Yisroa, so after the chaim of Rabbi Gershon, he couldn't marry anybody though. If he says that he married this girl,
yeah,
he shouldn't be allowed to marry anybody.
After Rechem de Rabbeinu Gershom, I don't know. Chem Rabbeinu Gershom is because there are different reasons why they make Rechem de Rabbeinu Gershom. So some say because it's not so easy to support two wives. So over here, he's not supporting one of them because she's free to marry anybody she wants. He's not Neman. They say that she is an Eishes Ish. The other reason they say is because it may cause friction. He's only living with one of them, so it's not going to cause any friction. She doesn't have to live with him. She doesn't have to believe what he said. She doesn't. She says he was not Mekadosh me. It's not true. I don't think there would be a Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom here. Wasn't. Shavei Pruta is if you're Mekadosh with the paper, it's Kiddush Shavei Kesef. Here is Mekadosh, the Torah Shtar. So then you don't even need that the paper should be a Shavei Pruta. If you're Mekadosh with the piece of paper as Kesef, Shavei Kesef, Kekesef, then the piece of paper, the napkin has to be a Shavei Pruta. But here is Mekadosh B'Torah Shtar, you don't even need.
But she doesn't have to do Mekabel?
She's all excited, yeah, she was happy. She said, Maskin, good, Meureses. She thought he was getting engaged. He meant and she meant, they all meant he was prepared to propose to her. So she accepted the proposal. But then the Lashon that it said was Meureses. Meureses in biblical Hebrew means Bekudeshes. So that was the Shana. Nachamo. So there's a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Samoa. Gemara says, if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, there's no Eidim watching, even though he says and she says, they both say, he gave her a ring and said, Mekadosh is the Kiddushin on Dabchal. That's what we call, Rab Chaim calls it, Eidus L'kiyum HaDover. Beis HaLevi talks about this, so he doesn't have that expression. So Eidus L'kiyum HaDover takes him two lines to explain what it is, and Eidus L'bir HaDover takes him two lines to explain what it is. Rav Chaim coined the expression Eidus L'kiyum HaDover, Eidus L'bir HaDover. If you went shopping in the grocery store, so you don't need Eidim that the sale should take effect. The sale took effect, I bought a box of Wheaties and a bottle of milk. So the sale is chal, even if you don't have witnesses. Eidim is only L'bir HaDover, to be mevar, what the facts of the case are. But by Kiddushin, you need Eidus L'kiyum HaDover. If you didn't have Eidim watching when he gave her the ring, so the Kiddushin is not Chal. So that's a Shaila. Do you need Eidus L'kiyum HaDover by Chalitza? Do you need Eidus L'kiyum HaDover by Chalitza? Is it relevant? We have a Bezna of three. In L'chatchil we have five. In L'chatchil we have more than five. You try to do Pearson. So in Shulchan Aruch, you try to do the Chalitza in Shul right after Shachris. Also, Yavim Tahashara. Le'eni Hasken Hashara means in a public place at the Sharu here, so there'll be more piercing. So, because you need Hashara, so that's why the meaning is you do it in the Shul right after Shacharis. Or even if you do it in the Bezdin office, you don't do it in the Shul, they try to have other people come. Sometimes the Yavim Nivama don't want, so they don't want, so they just have the Bezdin of three and the two more for piercing. But if they're not Makbet, so you try to have Tamidif and Yeshiva come, you have more Rabbanim. Make sure that they don't make any mistakes. So you usually have Pearson. So you usually have a lot of Eidim. So do you really? What's the issue? Do you need two Eidim L'kiyum HaDover HaChalitza? So the meaning is that you have two Eidim. The meaning is that you have three Dayanim, and then you have two Nasofim sitting at a right angle, and then you have two Eidim standing. And then the Eidim L'kiyum HaDover. This is recorded in Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Kiveger, if you have the Drush V'chidush, on the Gemara, Rabbi Kiveger has a few volumes of Tshuvas, and then he has Drush V'chidush, Chidushim on the Mesich, on a few Mesichtas, and he has a Shabbos HaGadol Pilpulim, a Shabbos Shuvah Pilpulim there. And then in the middle of the Drush V'chidush, he has like four pages of Tshuvas, additional Tshuvas. So So one of the chilis in the middle of Drush V'chidush doesn't belong there. The chilis belong in the volume of the chilis. It's Shalobim Komo. So one of the chilis, he says, he never understood why do you need two Edim in addition to the five people. The five people are sitting, so let them be the Edim. You have to have different people. Oh, so the din is that Edim have to stand and the Dayanim have to sit. So the Dayanim are sitting, and you want to have the Edim should stand. So he says, come on, when the Edim sign a ksuba, we tell them to sit. Why do you tell them to sit? Because then the sign of when they're standing is going to be sloppy. When you sit and you sign your name, so it'll come out better. It'll be the way you normally sign your name. Either din is the Edim have to stand. So Rabbi Kibbeke says, no, the Edim have to stand if they give Haggadah Seydis Bifnei Bezdin. Out of respect for the Bezdin, they have to stand when they give Haggadah Seydis. Here they're not giving any Haggadah Seydis. That's by wedding. So you have to have Edis Likim Adover. So the Edim have to stand. It's Edis is, if they'll have to come to Bezdin to testify that we saw a Kiddushin, then they'll have to stand when they give the Haggadah Seydis. Bezdin will sit and they'll stand when they give the Haggadah Seydis. But it's Edim Lekim Adover, they're not testifying in front of Bezdin, just like the Edim of Sinek Suba can sign the yeshiva, so they're not giving Haggadah to Bezdin, so the Edim by the Chalitza also. So he says, you don't understand why do you need separate people, two separate people as Edim, and the three Dayanim, and the extra two Nasafim, let the five people who are for the Bezdin, let them be the Edim. He says, there's a din, Ein Eid Nasadayim. So there is a din, Ein Eid Nasadayim. Taisus in Baba Kama, Dav Tzadik Amid Beis, has a long, skinny Taisus, a whole Amid. So Taisus says three different reasons why there's such a din. The Gemara never explains why. Taisus gives three different Makaris for the din. But according to Taisus, as according to all the Makaris, it only applies Ein Eid Nasadayim, it's only Eid Hameid. If he testified in front of Bezdin, he gave a Haggadah Seydis, then it's called an Eid. And then he's going to turn around and he's going to join the Bezdin and be part of the team who's paskening on the case. So then there is a din on the book saying Eid Nasadayim. But it was just an Eid Haroya. He's not an Eid Hameid, just an Eid Haroya. Let's say a get was written in one city. A get was written when we were traveling in Germany. So the get was written in Moscow and they sent the get by mail to, where will it be?
Hamburg.
And the rabbi in Hamburg was an Elicha, so he didn't, he knew Gemara Gittin, but he didn't have Shemush in Gittin, so he was waiting for a year. He was waiting for a rabbi to come to do the Seder again. So after we finished eating supper, so then the Shkia was something like 8:30 or 9:30 or something like that, in the middle of the summer. So we did a Seder again after supper. The woman already had remarried, she already had a child from the second husband. She already remarried before the first husband sent the get. The question was, maybe the first husband, maybe the whole Kedushin, but the first husband was never valid in the first place, that we didn't ascertain. But so we did the Seder Aget at that time. So let's say when the get is given over, so you have two Edim watching when the get is given over. Can those two Edim, the Eid Haroah, can those two Edim turn around later and join them, the Mesada Aget, to make a Bezdin and to write a Ptur, that this is to ascertain a Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin has a right to authorize the writing of a Shtar. So can they, two Edim who are watching the Mesiris HaGet, can they turn around later and join the third, the rabbi, who's Mesada the Get, to make a Bezdin to write the Ptur? So that says in the Bishmuel on the side of Ebenezer, that's not a violation of Ein Eid Nasadayim. He's an Eid Haroya, he's not an Eid Hameid. He's just Edim Mesira. He's watching when the get is given over. Usually all the Bote Dinim used to do, the common practice on all over the Bote Dinim for many years was that the Edim who signed the get would be the, see here the get was signed in Moscow and they sent it by mail to a Shliach Sheni in Hamburg and they were waiting till they would have someone to be Messiah of the get. So the Edim who signed on the get, there were religious Jews who lived in Moscow, and the Edim of Syria were two other Edim. But the way it's usually done is, the husband is here, and he has two Edim signed on the get, and the same two Edim signed on the get serve as the Edim of Syria when the husband gives over the get to the Isha. So the common practice all over used to be that the two Edim who signed on the get, and who were the Edim of Syria, would join the Mesadar get, make a bezin and write the Ptur. So the Chazon Ish writes that that's not correct. That's Eid Hameid. He says, if you have Eid Mesira, who didn't sign the get, so that's Eid Haraya. But if you have Adam who signed the get, the minute they get, the minute the shtar is given over to the person who was intended for, the shliach of the husband gives the get to the isha. Now the Adam who signed are giving Haggadah Seidus. That's why they say the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Ashtar etnisht, ashtar shreit. The shtar is Haggadah Seidus. The two Adam who signed on the shtar kozban, they didn't give the get to the isha. The shtar doesn't give any Haggadah Seidus at all. The minute the shtar, they said the leiva wants to borrow $1,000 from the malva. So the malva says, I'll be happy to lend you the money, but I want to have a shtar. So he says, I already have a shtar written up. Two Adam signed the shtar. The Mishnah says, Kosem shtar leiva achal pishein malva ima. I want to convince the wealthy man to lend me $1,000. So I asked the Adam, sign a shtar with today's date that says that I borrowed $1,000 from Pliny. And when if I'll convince him that he should lend me the money, I'll have the shtar ready so we won't lose any time. So I'll give him the shtar. The minute I give the shtar to the other party, the shtar gives a Haggadah Seidus. So the Adam was signed at the time they signed, didn't give a Haggadah Seidus yet. Once you give over the shtar to the one for whom it was intended, so then the shtar gives a Haggadah Seidus. So that's called Eid HaMeid. So that's what the Chazon Ish Tain is, that people misunderstood. They took that Beis Shmuel out of context. Beis Shmuel is quoted in quoting an earlier Achron. He says, the Adam is Sirik can join with the rabbi to constitute a bezin, to write a ptur. Ptur is a shtar maisa bezin, because the Eid Mesira only Eid Haroya, it's not Eid HaMeid. But the Eid HaSima, the minute you give over to get to the Isha, the Eid HaSima, we're Eid HaMeid. Eid HaMeid, that's the din, Eid Eid HaSedain, you can't turn around later. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says over here, the Eid by the Chalitza, he says, we are machmer than the Muki Yosef, it says like that. We paskin that the bezin is ma'akev. If you didn't have a bezin, the chalitza is no good. But if you did cholas beinol or beinol, it's a chalitza psula. You don't see it say loiklum. We said before, let's say the cotton does chalitza. The yavam who does chalitza is not yet bar mitzvah. So there was a machlokes Rav Meir and a chachamim. Do you say chalitza's cotton is chalitza psula? So once you did chalitza psula, you're not allowed to do yibum? Or you say, no, it's for loiklum, it's garnish. We paskin a garnish. So what if you did chalitza without a bezin? So Rabbi Akiva held that it's good the way it is. And we paskin it's no good. So they say chalitza without a bezdin is nothing at all. But he say, no, it's a chalitza psula. So we paskin it's chalitza psula. So the Nebuk Yeshua says, wait a minute. It's only a chalitza psula if you have Eidus Vekim Adover. Just like Gittin needs Eidus Vekim Adover, so Kiddushin needs Eidus Vekim Adover. So chalitza also needs Eidus Vekim Adover. So our practice is we have the five people, three dayarim sitting and two nasafim sitting on the side, then two adim standing. We're chayshish for that, the mukiyesim, that you need adis lekim adoa. And the Rambam never says that. The Rambam quotes the din cholas ben ola bin was a chalitza psula. That's what it says in the Lashon HaMishnah. He doesn't qualify. It's only if there were two adim lekim adoa. So from the Rambam is mashma that he doesn't agree with the mukiyesim. He doesn't say you need two adim lekim adoa. So pasha pshat is, adis lekim adoa is if you want a chalitza, it should be chal. But if you're talking the chalitza, it's not chal anyway. It's a pasal chalitza because there was no bezin. So to be a chalitza psula, you don't even need edus l'kim adava. That's the pashim shat neram. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his sefer a famous essay. Everybody quotes this in yeshivas. This is a very not all of Rav Chaim's are so famous. This one is famous. Chaim Soloveitchik claims that the Rambam, he doesn't say we pass like this, says the Rambam's opinion is that you only need Eidus Lekim Hadova by Gitna, by Kiddushin, because you need a higher level of Das. When you sell a house and you buy a house, that's you need Das, but it's not, you're not deciding something for the rest of your life. You buy a house, you sell a house, okay, the world doesn't come to. But when you get married, you get divorced, that's quite a major decision. So that, when you get married, you get divorced, you need a higher level of Das. So the Das has to be expressed in public. Plus, taste in public, you have to get on international TV and tell the whole world. So if you tell it in the presence of two Adam, that's like going on international TV. If you have two kosher Adam, you have Eidus Lekim Adava, elevates the level of the Das, it's a Das Alimta. So when is that? By Medvar Mamurim, by Git Mekidushim, we need Das. But by Chalitza, we said, there was Havamina Kotn, can do Chalitza. Some hold that a Ketana is only Midirabonish, you can't do Chalitza. So you see Taisus and Chulin writes in the first place, you see that you don't need Das for Chalitza. Rav Chaim quotes the Taisus and Chulin, you see that you don't need Das. All you need is kavana, she's kavana shnei psak, and you say that you need a higher level of das, that the das has to be expressed in public in the presence of two. You don't even need das at all. You don't even need das at all. You just need kavana. So that's Rab Chaim, what Rab Chaim is explaining with him there. He claims that according to them, you don't need edus l'kiyum hadavar by chalitz at all. The Gemara says, how do you know? Mi yadayna, that means you need edus l'bir hadavar, because it's a davar shebi'eva. The woman will not be believed to say that she underwent chalitza, because it's a davar shebi'eva. But they need edus l'kiyum hadavar. So Rav Chaim thinks that the Rambam doesn't agree with the Nebukadnezar. But the minig is like the Nebukadnezar. The minig is you have the three dayanim sitting, the two nasafim, and they have two edim standing. Meaning is you do have edus l'kiyum hadavar. And Rabbi Kadega says that doesn't make sense either. Well, why do you have to have another two people standing? The five people sitting can serve as the edim. There's no issue of ein ed nasadayim. It's only ed haroya. It's not an ed hameid. And there's no issue because they're not standing. They don't have to stand. It's the meaning is like that. We don't really understand. Then the Gemara wants to know just a historical question. The last three lines in Boilahu. Who was in prison? Who exactly was in prison? Rabbi Akiva was in prison. Rabbi Akiva was in prison, or the Yavam and Yavama were in prison. The Gemara said, yeah, they were both. Everybody was in prison. They had every other Jew was sitting in prison at that time. The Romans threw everybody in prison. Yeah, they were all trying to overthrow the government. The Jews were trying to overthrow the government. So Rabbi Akiva was teaching Torah Barabbas, so they put him in prison. And then the Yavam and the Yavama. That's what the Gemara says. They were both, everything. And for the Gemara, Beis HaSum Raya Maisa, or the Beis HaSurim Bo Maisa. The Chalitza took place in the prison, and there were two Edom watching through the window from outside. And then they went to Rabbi Akiva, who was either the same prison or a different prison, and they asked him the Shaila. Yeah, okay. The next daf is very important. Next daf is the Shaila. Based on this Gemara, we're going to have to learn, what's the issue if the Yavam lives in one country and the Yavama lives in another country? Why can't they make a shliach to do the Chalitza? Why do they have to do the Chalitza in person? You have to spend a fortune of money. Or when it's behind the Iron Curtain, years ago, it used to be an Iron Curtain. So in Yitzhak Ein Bo, people couldn't go into Russia, couldn't leave Russia. So what's the problem? Send the letter and appoint someone else as a shliach. So let someone else do the Chalitza. Why can't you make a shliach? We assume, Rashi quotes, we assume Milsa de Leisa b'shlichas, Leisa b'tanai. We assume you can't make a Chalitza al yidei shliach, and therefore you cannot make a tanai. What is that all about? Why can't you make a shliach? Why can't you make a tanai? What is that all about? So that's a very famous Gemara. The big dispute 100 years ago about the details of the din. It was a dispute in America. There were Rabbanim who said that you can't make a shliach, and there were Rabbanim in Europe who said, Rab Chaim Oizer, they have in a collection of letters. After Rab Chaim Oizer passed away, they published additional letters that he didn't include. Rab Chaim Oizer, during his lifetime, published 3 volumes of Achiezer. But then they printed other letters that had a lot of politics in them. So he was very upset about this. He said, Zokan Mamri and Ben Sora Mora, Shkotzim and Amaratzim, and he's so angry about this. They don't know the ABC of Halacha. You can't make a shliach. Yeah. There's a big issue. So believe that next week we'll have to discuss. This week you have the text of the Aseres HaDibros. So the first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Rambam counts it as the first of the Taryag Mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs. So the Rambam says the first mitzvah is to believe in God. Yeah, how does he know? And he says, Apela an halachas gedolos, halachas gedolos, a sefer written in the days of the Geonim. And it's a listing of the Taryag mitzvahs. He doesn't count on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Apela, it's such an important mitzvah. How does he leave it out? How do you know that it counts as a mitzvah? Because the Gemara says, how do you know that 613 mitzvahs? The Gemara says in the end of Makkah, Torah Tzivul Anu Moshe. So Torah is the Gematria 611. And Moshe Rabbeinu told us over 611 mitzvahs. And the other two, it adds up to 613. Because when you read the psukim, HaKadosh Baruch is speaking directly. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He doesn't say Hashem Hu Elokeichem. It's HaKadosh Baruch talking directly to Bnei Yisrael for the first and the second. Liyelachalim Achem Al Ponai. Ki Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Ki Elkano. But then when you get to the Sisa Shem Hashem HaKach LaShav, doesn't say the Sisa Shmi LaShav, Ki Lo Anakeh, doesn't say Ki Lo Anakeh, it says Ki Lo Yinakeh Hashem. That's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. After the, from the third on, it's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. The first two, Nechav Liyelacham Piyagurishman. So you see that the first two are the two missing mitzvahs. Torah Tzivul Lana Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu told the 611, and these are the two mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch added on. So you see, Anocha Hashem Okecha is a mitzvah. So the Ramban happens to agree with the Rambam. He thinks also Anocha Hashem Okecha should be counted as a mitzvah, but in the Hasogas and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says he can understand. He says the Rambam shouldn't machavek so much. The opinion of the Halachas Gedolos, we can defend the Bahag. That's a lot of times the Ramban has, he defends the Rif from the Hasogas of the Balamor. The Balamor has running Hasogas on the Rif, so a lot of times he has the Molchemes Hashem. We call it the Molchemes. He defends the Rif. A lot of times he doesn't agree with the Rif, but he says, Balamor writes as if the Rif was such a... Balamor writes only 19 years old. And he's writing Hasogas on the Rif. The Rif was like the Shulchan Aruch. That was the Sefer Psak HaMekubal. It was more Mekubal than the Sifrei HaGoinim. The Rif Sefer was a Sefer Psak like the Shulchan Aruch is today. So a 19-year-old guy is attacking the Rif. So he writes a lot of times to defend the Shita of the Rif, even though he personally doesn't agree with the Rif. But he didn't like the way that Balamor wrote with such chutzpah to attack the Rif. So here also, every so often, the Ramban will defend the Halachas Gedolos and the Sefer HaMitzvah. Even he himself doesn't agree with the Bahag, but he thinks the Rambam should be mitzosha. So he says he understands why Seichel dictates you shouldn't count on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. How can you have a mitzvah to believe in God? If you don't believe, so then there is no mitzvah. There's nobody there to instruct you that you have. So there's no mitzvahs. If you don't believe in Hashem Yisbarach, so there's no mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah. So he said, that's the introduction. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Bahagas of the Pin, that's the introduction to the mitzvahs. And he quotes a medrash like that. The Moshe LeMelech, he comes to a community and the people say to the Melech, give us a system of law, give us a legal system. So the king says, first accept me as your Melech. First commit yourselves to accept what I say. And once you'll accept what I say as Gzeres HaMelech, then I'll give you a whole legal system. So to the Torah, we have to first commit ourselves on Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We believe in God. We believe that God has the right to instruct us. To be mechayev. He created the whole world, and he has the right to make laws. And then he's going to give us all the laws. But Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the introduction to the laws. How can you have a mitzvah to believe in God if you don't believe? So there's no mitzvah, there's nobody there to stak apela. It's a good taina. So what does the Ramban agree with the Ramban? What does it mean to count Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah? So Rabbi Chana Wasserman has an essay about this, very interesting essay. So he says, we have a historical tradition from our parents. I knew my four grandparents, my mother's parents and my father's parents. They knew their parents, they knew their parents all the way back, and they knew that all the story, the Esa Makkas and the Kriyas Yamsov and the Maimon HaSinai, these were stories that were witnessed by a few million people. There were Shishim Riba men between the age of 20 and 60. Then there were women between the age of 20 and 60. Then there were people over 60, people younger than 20. Then there was Erev Rav, so there were a few million people there witnessing all of these stories. So we know that God exists, and we know God demonstrated that they know Nolvada, there's no other power in the world aside from Him. So what is the mitzvah? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, not to believe in God and believe that God exists alone. He's the only one and only God. But rather, we have a lot of information in our minds. Sometimes the information is in the forefront of our minds. You ask me what my address is, I'll tell you right away. You ask me what my telephone number is, I'll tell you right away. You ask me what's my social security number, I'll have to think for a while. It'll take me a while to, I'll probably remember it at the end. I remember there was such a movie years ago that somebody was winning on the quiz shows. He was winning, he knew everything in the encyclopedias, he knew history and science and everything. They didn't know how to get him out. He kept on winning every week. So he said, he doesn't know his own social security number. So they asked him, what's your social security number? He lost on that, because he didn't know. He only knew book knowledge. He knew what's in the encyclopedia. He didn't know this information. So certain information that we have in the back of our minds, other people's telephone numbers, sometimes I do remember, but it'll take me a while. My own telephone number, that I know very well. So this mitzvah is, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is really the mitzvah of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. We should always have in the forefront of our mind is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in front of us. Like the Pasuk says in connection with Kriyas Yamsev, Vayamina B'Hashem, Uv'Moshe Avdoi. So what do you mean? We have Amunah in God, God is invisible. What am I? I mean, Moshe Avda, you have to have a Muna Moshe Abdeinu. So I remember when I was in the Talmud in the Yeshiva, so the Rebbe translated, they believed in Hashem just like they saw Moshe Abdeinu in front of their eyes. So too they saw at the time of Kriya Samson, there was a Gila Shechina. So it was clear to them that Hashem exists and Einot Malvadai, it was clear. So with that clarity, this, you're supposed to Anochi Hashem Alakecha Sheotzei Sichi, you should go with that clarity. That should always be in the forefront of your mind. Always be thinking about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. People do averis. How does anybody do it? Whenever you do an avera, it means as if you're making believe that God doesn't exist. How do people do averis? If people would go with this awareness, Shvisa Hashem Neg, this sign, Hashem is always there in front of us. So how can you possibly do an avera? That's whenever a person does an avera. He's temporarily suspending his belief in God, as if God doesn't exist. As if God doesn't exist, then I'm going to get away with everything. No one's going to get away with anything. Yeah, so that's the mitzvah of Amunah. Not a mitzvah to believe. We all do believe. Not belief. It's not a leap of faith to believe. It's history. We have a historical tradition from our parents. Avasena lo shikru lono. Our ancestors, our parents, our grandparents didn't tell us baba maisa, didn't tell us lies. When they told us a baba maisa, they told us it's a baba maisa. They told us it's a make-believe story. But they told us this is true, all the Esamakas and the Gilu Shechina and Kriyas Yamsuf and Maimon HaSinai. So Nochi Hashem Lakech is the mitzvah to have this, to be ever conscious of that fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there.
My son has told me I have to tell you over. Sorry. 7 years ago, a woman named Luna, you helped her to get out of the way. And then Luna Cohen, somebody from Cohen, remember the name of the woman? Administration. She was standing in front of the house to try to get out. In any case, she got remarried. She got remarried. She lives in and he met her. And she was 6 years old. She had a boy, 6 years old. She had a new life.
Wonderful.
Good
for her.
Out of a terrible situation.
Good for her.
I don't know if you remember the story, but it was a terrible story. My son was involved.
All the stories are terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Big mazel. It's a miracle.
It reminded me of 102. I used to teach his son in George Washington. So even in the greasy stone, come on.